Welcome, everybody, to week one of the Physio Detective Way mentoring program. I've got my notes. If you don't have the notes, don't fear. I'll make sure that you get them. And you're going to get a copy of this recording into your Teachable account under the first week. So it's going to be cool. It's going to be very exciting. I'm very nervous. I just really want to do a great job for you all. So just a reminder that the notes, the program, everything's for your personal use. So please don't share it around. Otherwise, welcome on board. There we go. Okay. So we're just going to silence this. I'm just going to make sure. Oh, okay. Thanks, Ben. All right. Does that left foot bother you? I know it'll bother some people. I looked at this picture and I thought, should I use this or not? Because the feet aren't straightforward. But, you know, we're going to get comfortable with this sort of stuff. So it should be cool. All right. Who am I? Basically, I'm a physio. I've got a master's. I've got some specialization training under my belt. Believe it or not, I've done lots of different sports at different levels. But nothing very exciting. I've coached lots of different sports. I've done personal training type coaching. I've even CrossFit coached a few classes. But I've got a new podcast that's starting this year, in addition to this mentoring program, which is pretty silly of me to do a new podcast at the same time. I'm going to try to do that. But online education, you're going to start seeing my stuff pop up on the Teachable, but also on Embodia. So Embodia is a Canadian education company, and we've just signed up. So they're processing our first course that we did nearly exactly a year ago. So me and Robin Kerr. So that should be fun. All right. I wonder if that noise is people leaving. Okay. I have worked in the hospital system. I've worked in private practice. I do love exercise. And really, I need to get back on it. Sasha, who is on and walking around at the moment, which is pretty cool, she's one of the coaches that I work with. We happen to have a few CrossFit coaches. We've got some strength and conditioning people, fitness people. We've also got I think there's a couple of exercise physiologists. There's some others as well. I think one of them is a yoga instructor. So hopefully you can get on early next week. If you can't, it doesn't matter. We're going to go through everything. Okay, so my contact details are there on that slide. My social media details are there. If you haven't been bombarded by the Facebook group, turn on your notifications maybe. But there's lots going on, and I want there to be lots of interaction for you all. So that should be cool too. All right. I just want to acknowledge that everything that has happened in my career couldn't have happened unless I stood on the shoulders of giants. I've listed some women's health physio names there. And there's even so many more in the musculoskeletal and sports world. So I just want to acknowledge that, you know, so much of what I'm giving you, I'm carrying a message that I've learned or been inspired by others. And, you know, it's just really important for me to acknowledge that. And hopefully you can get something from this that you can share with other people and inspire them. My mentoring style, I put this slide in. This is the last slide that I put in. I thought from the discussion on Facebook, you see, I thought, oh no, maybe I should tell people what I normally do. If you don't know me, I normally ask challenging questions. So I can't teach you anything. I can only really make you think about things. I thought that was a great quote from Socrates. And the other thing about Socrates is that he has a method called Socratic questioning, which basically means I tend to answer with a question, with a question. And it can actually be quite frustrating for people. it's going to make you frustrated because it's like, just answer my question. And if you get to the point where you want to say, just answer my question, just say, just answer my question, and I'll decide if you need to suffer a little bit or if I'll just answer your question. This is important because I am not your guru. I am the anti-guru. I do not want to be the person that you rely on for knowledge, for affirmation, for anything. All I want to do is walk beside you on this journey and let's go discover stuff together. I have lots of opinions. Opinions are full of bias. I no doubt have tons of logical fallacies. And if you have this idea that I'm your teacher, then you're probably going to, I don't know, not feel comfortable about calling me out when I need to be called out. And I don't need you to do that. I need you to call me out. I need you to say, hey, listen, I think you're crossing the line here. I don't think that's right. And let's have an adult discussion about it. That's my preferred style. I am not up here and you are down there. We are in this together and I'm just old and I'm sharing with you stuff that I've learned along the way. That's how I prefer to think about it. So the style can feel like, it can feel like it's challenging your work. You're going to post stuff up and I'm going to comment on it. And then you're going to feel like I'm picking on you. And I'm not picking on you. Everybody in this group, I love, okay? And I love not just because you paid to be a part of this group, but you actually want to be a part of my vision. And the vision is to change the world, you know? Like I want to see physio change. I want to see the ability for everybody around the world to have access to the ability to help themselves get better. I don't want to see physio become a profession where you've got to come to us to get better. I don't want it that it's my magic hands that solve your problem. This is not where the future of healthcare is. The future of healthcare really is in education of the patient, understanding where they're at and how to help them. So that's where my vision is, and you guys are coming along that journey with me, which makes me so excited. So all I want is the very best for you, for your career. Nobody is a competitor, okay? None of you are competitors with each other. None of you are competitors with me. I will do my best to lift you up. And if you give me permission, I will share your stuff out there in the world. So hopefully with whatever a few hundred people that I can reach, I will let them know about the great stuff that you're doing through this program. Yes. And challenging questions are not personal attacks. Okay. They're not personal attacks. If you do feel like that, I need you to let me know so that we can work through that. But yeah, it's not personal. And you know, it's going to be 3 months. It's 13 weeks. It's a long time and you're going to be tired in some of that time. Some of you are training and you're going to go through some really hard patches because it's hard work in your training. 3 months is at least a training cycle. So, you know, there's going to be tough stuff going on in there. Some of you have babies, as I can see. So it's, you know, if you're sleep deprived, if you're not with it, that's fine. Just communicate. Let us know. It's all good. All right. Scope of practice. Okay. So the structure of the program is what we're going to be going through. So I'm just going to quickly, normally we'd spend this first little bit doing some Q&A. And what we'll do is the lecture for an hour. So Q&A for half an hour about the stuff from last week. And I'll give a bit of feedback in general about what's happened. Then we do the hour recorded session. And then we're going to do half an hour of questions at the end and go through the homework bit. So just so that it's recorded, this whole 13 weeks will be recorded. This will form the online component of the Go at Your Own Pace program, which you'll hear about later on. And to be honest, all of you in this first group, I would love for you guys to become mentors and help people through that online program. It's one of the things that I would love for you to do. And the best way to remember anything that you learn is actually to teach it. So I'm looking forward to seeing your interactions on the group and learning together. Just remember that the Facebook group is a safe place. So please don't share stuff with other people. Share your knowledge, but don't share personal stuff that people share without permission. All right, scope of practice. It's important to know that physios and other types of therapists, we can diagnose and we can rehabilitate and we can treat and we can do certain things that authorizing or bodies say that we can do. Scope of practice for fitness professionals is important because you can't diagnose, you can't rehabilitate, you can't treat, but you can design and teach appropriate exercise programs, know when to refer on. So if anything looks weird, just refer on to somebody else. And there are screening tests you can use, like the PARQ and the pelvic floor first screening tool, which are great screening tools that you should consider. The reason why I've got this slide in here is because if I try to get this program approved with, say, Fitness Australia, they're going to want to make sure that I'm not teaching you guys to do funky things like diagnose and assess. The beauty of this program, hopefully, well, I think the beauty of this program is that you don't even need a diagnosis to help people. You're just going to work within a framework that that listens to people, that listens to their symptoms, and helps people without needing a diagnosis. So part of my Change the World goals is because there are some physios that are very resistant to change, is probably the nicest way to say it. And they look down on fitness professionals, which is just stupid. And so basically I want fitness professionals to get skilled up so that they can kick some of these old physios' butts and help people who failed traditional therapy. Now, the thing is, for the fitness professionals in the group, I know that you guys have helped people where physios haven't been able to help, where chiros and osteos and doctors haven't been able to help, and you fitness professionals have been able to get them better and change their lives. The thing is that some therapists just refuse to believe that or refuse to see it and don't open their eyes to it. So I want you to be able to do it, and I'm going to make sure that in this mentoring program, we're going to stay within the scope of practice. I'm not going to teach you how to diagnose. I'm going to teach you why sometimes a diagnosis doesn't matter, and go from there. All right. So the masterclass versus online only, you are in the masterclass. You have direct access to me. You, like I said, I'm going to get on early and we'll have an unrecorded chat if you want to catch up, if you want to do some other stuff. This is where you get specific feedback on your assignments that you put in on time. And the masterclass, the masterclass Facebook group. So yes, we do need a time limit. Otherwise you're going to feel like you're going to cram it all in. I want you to get into the habit of choosing some tasks for some days and planning it out, because it'll just make life a lot easier for you. All right. The online only group will be drip fed content. So they will get 1 week at a time, no matter when they join, they'll just get 1 week at a time, because the whole idea of this mentoring program is to drop a concept on you. And I want you to sit with it for a week and work with it and see how it goes and play with it and stretch it and test it and see what works and see what doesn't work and discuss it and really chew on it. Because, you know, when you sit through, you know, a weekend course, say, it's like drinking from a fire hose. You can only take in so much. So I want you to be able to sit and marinate on this stuff. And yeah, the online only group will get some involvement in the Facebook group. You just won't see me as much. It's prompting questions, less direct answering, less time, really. That's why it'll be cheaper, less time. And there's no feedback on their assignments, but there's feedback at a discounted rate if they'd like. Okay, the weekly sessions, I've just explained them. You can join live or you can listen in delayed. I love speaking to people, so I love the fact that I can see people's faces and, you know, rocking babies and that sort of stuff. That's what I like. Okay. The extra sessions. I want to plan at least 4 extra sessions so that the people around the world who are working or who are sleeping that can't join in with us, I want you guys to be able to join in. I also just realized that there's probably a need to do a business session on how to use all these resources that you're getting and how to put that into the world as well. So I'd like to plan one of those pretty soon. You can watch it on delay. I'll try and run a poll somehow and try figure out a good time for people to do that. And I'll try and make it at a time where some of the other people haven't been able to join in. Please put your hand up if you want any questions, and Ben's keeping an eye out on you all. Okay. The Facebook group is where I want lots of interaction. There's only one guy, Connor, who's not on Facebook at the moment. And Connor, if you're listening, I want you on that Facebook group, man. Just join Facebook for like 3 months and then get off Facebook. It's all good. The reason why is because I find that as a group management function, it's pretty cool. And you don't have to go anywhere else. Most people are on Facebook, so you don't have to go somewhere else to participate. Share your thoughts and your questions, and there are no dumb questions. My goodness, there are no dumb questions. Please ask them. Please ask your questions about other stuff. You have no idea. I know pretty much nearly everybody in this group personally, and you all have something really valuable to contribute, lots of experience in this group. So ask your coaching questions and ask your why questions. Why does it seem like CrossFitters do this? Or what does this mean? Or, you know, I don't understand. This is what somebody said, and I've tried to look it up and I can't find it. Like, ask those questions, okay? It doesn't only have to be related to what's going on here. I want you guys to be a cohort. I want you to work together with each other. If we're going to change the world, I can't do it on our own. The exercise demonstration videos, the aim of this task is just to get used to recording yourself. I'm going to give you feedback on them. I'm going to give you the hint. It's the language that I'm going to be picking on and maybe some of your concepts, but you'll pick that up pretty quick. We are going to have an opportunity to re-record any of the videos. The early videos are going to be the ones that you look back, hopefully at the end of the program, and go, you know what? I really want to change the wording on that now. And that's cool, right? That shows progress. So, I want you to get out of your comfort zone. Provided the movement prescribed is in the exercise that you're giving, I don't mind. For example, if you, like, we've got squat and deadlift this week, okay? So if squat and deadlift is in, then if you want to do a squat clean as your exercise, then do a squat clean as your exercise. Even though it's a compound movement, it doesn't matter to me because you've got the squat in it. If you want to do... let's just see, you're doing a snatch deadlift, okay, for your deadlift. That's cool. If you're doing a yoga exercise that involves a forward bend from the hips and or the back, that's cool too. It's the type of movement that I'm after, not a textbook. I don't want everybody to have the same type of video. Get creative and choose something a little bit different. Choose something in your niche. If you're a yoga instructor, Pilates instructor, CrossFitter, go find something that's different or go find something that is exactly in your niche. It depends on what your learning goals are and find as many examples as you can. You can go deep into this program. It's up to you. Most people are time poor. So focus on what works for your business, okay? And for your learning, go look up the other stuff. All right. So yeah, the guidelines are all in the syllabus. Share them with the group. So sharing your video, share your URL links. If it's unlisted, say, please don't share publicly yet. If you're happy with it to go public, say, please share my stuff. And I too will choose some stuff every week. And I'll try promote all of you guys that are on the program. All right, moving right along. We are on track and on time. Okay, video analysis. The aim of this task is just to get you to see things differently. Your analysis will change over time. I just put some random lines here. This is Kaylee, and she's doing a squat. And I've put a circle there just to highlight the hip crease. I put an arrow there. I put a line there to show that, you know, a straight back might look like this or might not. Or are we happy with that squat or are we not happy with that squat? So talk to me in them and share them. If you can learn how to brand your stuff, that'll be good too. It's really not hard. And if you're having trouble with that sort of stuff, maybe I can run some technical sessions. We'll see. All right. Short talk. This is going to be the hardest one for a lot of you. 5 slides maximum. The reason why is that lots of conferences have this whole 5 slides, 5 minutes talk thing. Okay. So from a professional point of view, that's what your first opportunity at giving a talk will be. So if you can get used to giving a short talk, you can get used to doing a long talk. But if you're not used to doing short talks at all, but you can give long talks, it's really hard to shorten them down. I want it to be punchy. Focus really, really firmly on what you want. As you can see by my slides, some of you who've been to my older seminars, I used my word heavy slides because I was time poor, basically. But I've got my act together. See my slides. It's a picture with a few words. This is what I think would work best for you. Whole screen, no border pictures. And then your title or your points, and then you can just talk about the sub points and you can have them in the notes like I've got as well. Okay. Focus, make your slides really simple. Focus on the delivery of your talk. The idea is that if you get a chance to get 5 minutes with somebody or 5 minutes in front of a group because you're a sponsor of whatever event, then you can give a quick, simple, punchy 5 minute talk on these things. Record it because I want to hear you give a talk. Part of it is the performance anxiety and I want you to get over that. So by making you do 13 of them, you're going to hopefully take a few steps towards getting over that, which would be awesome. There's many ways to do it. Do the best ways you can. You know, one of the easiest ways to do it is to use your phone, record the audio and just go through the talk, pop it into iMovie. You can save your slides as pictures and you just pop them in as pictures like you're doing a slideshow of your holiday and you just put the audio underneath and you just change the pictures at the right time. That's a really easy way to do it. It shouldn't take more than 10 minutes to do that once you've learned how to do it. Okay. Moving right along. The short writing task. The short writing task is to get you to reflect. Now, this, I don't need you to have fully formed blog posts, okay? I need you to have lots of ideas just coming into your head and organizing them, because every single subpoint that you make in your writing task can be a blog post. So I really want you to try and get as much down as you can. I've only given you 1,000 word limit purely because I can't read hours worth of assignments. Okay. So the 1,000 word limit is for me. If you go over 1,000 words, just put a line where the 1,000 words ends and keep writing. I don't mind. I'll have a brief look at it, but I just have to call time at some stage. Right. So, get into it. This is where you're going to get lots of ideas and lots of reflection and lots of journaling, and I want to see it. Okay, long-term clients. Some of you will have trouble finding long-term clients. That's not a problem. Facebook is amazing. If you offer people free anything, they will accept. If you've got clients that you're working with, so in my head, I had fitness professionals as the baseline, because quite often fitness professionals have a client that they see every week. So I want you to imagine that you've got somebody that you see half an hour, once a week, twice a week, whatever it is, and I want you to just try change one little thing. Don't change too much. If you've got a patient and you're a therapist and they're struggling, they've got persistent pain, they've got issues that you're not getting a handle on, you know, work with them, work out a deal for 13 weeks that they can pay you or not pay you. It's up to you. But, you know, work with them and go through the process and give them a little bit of homework and then see how that changes over time. That's really where I want you to be specific and intentional on trying to change a little bit of your practice, just a little bit of your practice every week, and tell them what you're doing. So yes, if you have any troubles with that, let me know. If you have any troubles finding somebody to video yourself. If you don't want to be videoed, that's cool too. Go find somebody to video. There are plenty of people that want to be on video for a business. They'll be happy to do it. There's lots of extroverts out in the world. So tell them you'll make them Insta famous. All right. Feedback. So I'll provide feedback. So the cutoff date for the submission of your assignments, because if you're in the masterclass, you'll get a week. So this week, I hope to start getting things fed to me, and hopefully all of you have completed all of your assignments by this time next week and have submitted it so that I can start marking your stuff this time next week. Actually, I'll probably start marking it as you submit it this week. So get cracking as soon as we get off this call. If you're on the online only program, it's up to you to sort that out and share it in the Facebook group. Let's see. And yes, I will be providing you feedback within a week as soon as I can. I promise I'll try to get that to you. And pretty much right on time, I think we are done for this section. Any questions? You can unmute. There's a question. Okay, let me just get rid of this because I can't see everybody when I do this. So stop the share and then I can start seeing. So where have we got? Ben?
Yeah, so Mac had a question about recommended technology, getting a list of recommended technology.
Oh, yes. Then, okay. Right. So, yes, that I think I put that stuff in the Teachable syllabus in some of those things. So basically, iMovie, if you've got a Mac, Windows Movie Maker will work. I've made videos on both of those. It doesn't have to be expensive. I know that Vaughn had said something about an Android app that you can use. I'm not an Android person. So, you know, those of you who are Android people, pop it in there. In terms of the video analysis, Huddle Technique should be for free, and Coach's Eye is something that you can pay for. I joined Coach's Eye when it was like $2 for the app, so I still use it. But Huddle Technique works just as well, and you can frame by frame analysis people. So that's going to be cool to do. All right. And yes, Dave's Lauren bothered by the photo. Good. Yes, Ben, sorry.
Lauren had a question about for the long-term client.
Yes.
Should they have existing pain or an injury, or can you use a workout partner?
Yes. Yes, Lauren, yes. It doesn't matter. Okay. they can have existing pain, they can have existing injuries, they can just be somebody wanting to improve something about what they're doing. All of these things are totally fine. So it really doesn't matter. The only reason why I've asked for somebody else for you to follow is because it's easy to get inside your own head if you are your own client, and you need, part of this program is learning how to use different language, and having the pressure of somebody in front of you to describe things to and explain things to. That's part of the process too. So yeah, workout buddy's fine too. The Android Kinemaster. Thank you, Hannah. All right. And I'm not able to download the PowerPoint. Are we supposed to have that capability? Yes. Is that Mac? Is that the, is that this, the slides? Are you not having the ability to download that on Teachable? Yeah. Okay. I'll work that out. I did put that up as a file in the Facebook group. If anybody's not on the Facebook group, you've got to let me know. I'm pretty sure I got everybody. I got the last one this morning, so that should be okay. Cool. Thanks, Mac. Have I got everybody, Ben?
MCK raised his hand.
Oh. Yes, MCK. I'm going to unmute you. You can ask away.
Yeah, so I had a couple of questions about the weekly assignments.
Yes, sir.
So first of all, the two-minute demonstrations are weekly.
Yep. Everything's weekly.
Okay, it's all weekly.
It's all weekly.
So then, and it says the five-minute talk, that'll be set depending on whatever the module is for that week.
Yep.
For the topics, the two minutes, I'm unclear, are we just picking whatever we want as far as movement goes, or are you going to give us?
I'm going to give you the movements. You will get the movements. So in the back of this handout, I've given you the two movements. It's squat and deadlift. So a squat pattern and a deadlift pattern. Okay. They're the two main ones for this week, and you get to choose them, and you know, you can do a how-to video. We go through it a little bit later. You can do a how-to video. You can do a technique correction video. You can do a performance video. You can do a for pain video, and go from there. I'm going to share with you just some of the examples that I've done. I'll share that in the Facebook group just to get people going on sharing videos and comment on them. They aren't necessarily the right way to do them. Okay. It's just doing that. All right. Jesse didn't receive the link for the Google Drive. Oh, well, I did send it to you. So I'll make sure that gets done. Probably not the best to do it right now for that. Okay. Good. Thank you, Chloe, for tagging Mac. All right. Are we done? We're good to get onto the talk?
Yep, looks like it.
Beautiful. Thank you, Ben. Appreciate it.